This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is a hump day Wednesday. We are heading downhill towards the weekend. It is Wednesday, January the 8th of 2025. I am Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, you can catch the show on a video stream at our new YouTube channel, youtube.com. And also, let me check it out here. Are we working on? Yeah,
we're Facebook working. Is live.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. I just shake my head. But why doesn't it work in the first hour? I don't get this. I don't understand. Mark Zuckerberg, why is this happening?
Maybe it's a programming issue or something.
I don't know. Speculation. No, we're not going to speculate. So, but if you would like to see the show, you can see it both again at facebook.com and also youtube.com, our video stream of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll be joined by Christine Daniels from the Good News Project. She'll be joining us at 9:35 this morning. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in sports coming up in a few minutes as well. One more final thought on what I was talking about at the end of the last hour. One of the things that I find just incredibly frustrating, not just in the area of Donald Trump, but it's in the area of having the same kind of repercussions for doing things wrong depending on who you are. I mean, you look at if somebody, you know, does not have social power or political power or economic power, they can get run over so very easily in our society right now. And you have somebody like Trump and others who have that power, whether it's economic power or political power or any other kind of power, or friends in high places, they're able to get away with so much more. And again, I go back, and I've talked about a lot about this, about the idea of Lady Justice. You have, you know, the picture of justice blindfolded. It's supposed to be blind to who you are. It's supposed to be blind to your station in life. It's supposed to be blind to the power that you have within government or within business or within anything else. And we don't see that anymore. And to see somebody who does have a little bit of influence in this community, like Chris Conley, come out and just basically say that somebody who very accurately points out that the United States Constitution says that an insurrectionist should not be eligible to be president, and then to call that person the anti-Democrat, it's wrong on every level. It is. It's just wrong. Again, to say that Liz Cheney or anybody else, I suppose he'd call me an anti-Democrat for feeling the same way, that somebody that is an insurrectionist is not eligible to be president, whether or not there's 77.3 million people who want that guy to be president. All Donald Trump had to do is to avoid being an insurrectionist, then there would have been no problem. but he was an insurrectionist. And for that kind of article to come out, and then for him to smugly say that if Joe Biden had called him up to get this citizen award from the President of the United States, that he would have said, no, thank you. Oh, real strong stuff there, man. Real strong stuff. Dear. So, again, that was just my final thoughts on that. Before now we go any further, we always like to make a proper introduction to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. We were talking about, Lady Justice is kind of, peeking under the blindfold at this point.
Mm.
It just reminds me of a couple of, well, I've seen a lot of these on Facebook as well. It's a photo of the Statue of Liberty with her hands like this.
Yeah.
And basically, I saw that and thought to myself, that is an accurate description about how people feel after the election results.
By the way, coming up at the end of the show, we have our daily history lesson.
Oh, yeah.
And one aspect of it is talking about some famous events, or maybe even not so famous events, that have occurred on this date in history. And I'm going to share one right now. I'm not going to save it for the end of the show. On this date, 4 years ago, on this date, January the 8th of 2021, Twitter, as it was known then, banned President Donald J. Trump permanently, quote, due to the risk of further incitement of violence, end quote. Just think of that. Think of that line.
Mm-hmm.
That the social media source 4 years ago, Twitter, 2 days after the insurrection on the Capitol, permanently banned the President of the United States due to the risk of further incitement of violence. And know what that implies? Further incitement of violence? That he already had incited violence.
Mm-hmm.
He already had shown his stripes and had already committed insurrection.
Yeah.
So 4 years ago today, that's what happened. Donald Trump permanently banned due to the risk of further incitement of violence. And in a sane situation, in a sane country, that would be disqualifying. Not just because due to the language of the Constitution of the United States, but because people themselves should have been able to say, that's not what we want as president.
Mm.
But now in 12 days, that is going to be again the case that Donald Trump, and you'd want to talk about silly. You know what's silly?
Yeah.
He's going to put a hand on a Bible, perhaps a Trump Bible, and swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. He did that eight years ago, and he did not follow it.
If and he really again, wanted to uphold the Constitution, he would resign.
Yes, that's very true. So that's one aspect of what happened on this date in history. We will have more coming up. We will also talk about some famous folks who are celebrating their birthday today. And also, we'll have some special events that are being acknowledged today, and we will have our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And, Ian is 1 for 2, and so that means that
yesterday's a question, which was about Disney World, and I got it right.
Yes, you did. You got it right.
I am very happy about that, because that's a good sign going into my trip and 11 days.
That's exactly right. So, again, we will have our number for the day quiz. I'm not ready to give you the topic yet, because the topic that was given to me through, I get this prep service, and it gives me a number for the day.
Yeah.
It's not good enough for me. Yeah, they sent it, but I just don't think the number for the day that was sent, I'll share it with you, because okay, we're not going to use it. It's the prescriptions for atorvastatin. I can barely say it.
I can't say I've heard of that.
It is the most prescribed drug in the U.S. It is for high blood pressure. And two other drugs for high blood pressure are also among the top five prescriptions. But this...
Well, I'm glad you didn't give me that one.
It is the most prescribed drug in the U.S. And the number for the day is the number of prescriptions for this drug that have been issued since it began. And the number is rather large, 116,702,300 335. Wow. So that was the suggested number for the day. I'm going to have to dig a little bit more and
I'm glad you called an audible on that one, because I probably wouldn't have gotten that right.
But I don't know what it is yet, so we're going to have to wait a little while before we give you the topic. I'll try to find
it.
Maybe
I like surprises.
Maybe in the next break or two, I will find a better number for the day as we look forward to the end of the show. So again, you're 1 for 2 so far this week. So that means if you get it right today, that means you'll clinch a passing week, because our passing number is 33%. Because yes. Why is it 33%, you say? It's because we give Ian 3 choices every day. And based on the math, just by guessing, he should get 1 out of 3 correct. And that's 33%. So if you get better than that, that's above what we call passing. If it's below that, it's below passing. That'd be a failing week. But again, that's just the minimum. We want to make sure that Ian is, you know, got some high
successful
goals. High goals. Yes. And our next goal, of course, is to have a winning week, which is to get more right than wrong. So 3 out of 5 in the case of this week. The record so far for Ian is 4 out of 5. He had a week where he got 4 out of 5 correct.
I still have a chance to do that this week.
Yes, he does. So if he gets the final 3 days, he'll be able to do that. And then, of course, we're still looking for that ultimate, the final, the greatest gift of all, the chance to have a perfect week, to be able to get 5 out of 5 right.
Oh.
Have not been there yet. Have not even got to the last day where you've had a chance. You've never had 4 out of 4 and then had a chance to get 5 out of 5. So
not yet.
We got to get you there at some point in 2025. So
that's right.
Again, if you're somebody that loves excitement, if you love the thrill of wondering, is Ian going to get it right? We always finish it up with a little bit of drama. And everybody's rooting for him. You can feel everybody around town rooting as they tune in. And we'll have that coming up at about 9:56 this morning here on the program. So, again, lots of excitement ready to go. And, again, we're looking forward to talking to Christine Daniels from the Good News Project at the bottom of the hour at 9:34 this morning. So, again, a lot on the plate. And, again, if you want to join us, we'd love to hear. If there's something we're not talking about, if there's something you just want to put your 2 cents worth, feel free to either call or text us. 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Am I right criticizing Mr. Conley? Am I wrong in terms of saying that Donald Trump should never have been on the ballot to begin with? What do you think?
We want to hear your opinions. If you want to talk to us, just give us a call or text and we can start a conversation.
And also you can make comments now at Facebook or YouTube as well. We'll see those comments as well.
Remember, we can't grow as a community if we don't communicate.
There you go. So with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Going to recap what happened in sports last night. Had an exciting game myself over at the Westfield House. We'll have a sports update and then, of course, Christine Daniels at 9:34. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
On Thursday night, the Wausau West High School hockey team returns to play in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, traveling to Wisconsin Rapids to take on the Lincoln Red Raiders. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West at Wisconsin Rapids in high school hockey. Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, opening faceoff at 7 p.m. On your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Your head, you think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I have to admit, I really had a hard time dragging myself out of bed this morning. Last night, I did a high school boys basketball game between Wausau West and DC Everest, and it was an exciting game, and it drained me. It was so exciting. It was just an exciting night. There was a lot of great energy in the building. And this morning when my alarm went off, and normally I don't wake up with my alarm anymore. For some reason, my body just knows kind of when to wake up. I think it just says, can't be late, because then there'd be big trouble. Yep. But today I woke up to it, and I mean, I just had the hardest time dragging myself out. But last night over at the field house, Wausau West fell to D.C. Everest. It was actually a bit of an upset. The Warriors had been 2-0 in the conference. The Evergreens 0-2. But D.C. Everest was able to defeat Wausau West by a score of 64-60 in the game. It was a huge game for Akeed Felch for D.C.E. He had 29 points, including 26 in the first half. Xavier Edwards had 13. Vander Truax 10 for Everest. They are now 6-5 overall, 1-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Griffin Lang had 16 points. Karji Cooper 14. Brady Phelps 11 for the Warriors. They fall to 7-3 overall and 2-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Also last night in the WVC, Wausau East stays right near the top of the conference. They continue their outstanding play, defeating Wisconsin Rapids 55-39. And Stevens Point beat Merrill 63-52. Also last night in high school boys basketball, a bit of an upset in the Great Northern Conference. Mosinee fell to Northern Pines 53-49. Also last night in a big one in the CWC East, battle at the top of the league standings, Bondiwell beat Wittenberg-Burnhamwood by a score of 69-49. Northern Lutheran in boys hoops last night fell to Nakusa by a score of 69-49. Also in the GNC, Medford beat Antigo 67-44. Also last evening, Tomahawk lost to Lakeland by a score of 55-54. Girls high school basketball last night, it was D.C. Everest and Wausau West. They played on the boys' side over at the Westfield House. They played on the girls' side over at the D.C. Everest Field House, and the Evergreens beat the Warriors by a score of 54-44. It was Wisconsin Rapids beating Wausau East 56-24. Also, Merrill lost to Stevens Point 72-16. It was Mosinee defeating Northern Pines by a score of 62-28. Newman Catholic fell in a Merrillwood Conference South Division matchup. The Cardinals lost to Edgar by a score of 51-32. Also last evening, Lakeland all over Tomahawk, 69-16. In a battle of the top two teams in the Merrillwood South, they were both undefeated in league play going into last night. Wisconsin Rapids Assumption knocked off Stratford by a score of 55-45. Also last evening, Phillips beat Rib Lake 61-44. It was Marathon losing in Auburndale 42-33. Athens fell to Prentice 47-39. Abbotsford edged Shawamigan 41-38. And then finally last night in high school hockey, first conference win of the season for the East Merrill United Blue Jacks. So congratulations to East Merrill United. They went on the road and defeated the Marshfield Tigers by a score of 3-1. Stevens Point, the number one ranked team in the state in high school hockey, they stayed undefeated both overall and in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, topping Wisconsin Rapids 8-1. It was D.C. Everest in a non-conference game, shutting down Rhinelander 4-0. Mosinee, in a battle of a couple of great Northern Conference undefeateds in league play, edged Lakeland by a score of 4-3. Next up on Thursday for Mosinee is a game against another undefeated team in the conference, Tomahawk. Tomahawk beat Pacelli 10-0 last night. It was Hayward over Northern Pines by a score of 4-2. Girls hockey, the Central Wisconsin Storm, improved their record to 12 wins and 3 losses on the season. They were able to defeat Northern Pines by a score of 8-0 last night at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. Hey, and if you want more on high school sports, of course it is Wednesday, and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m., I'm right back in this chair. Sitting across from me will be Newman Catholic High School, former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. We will talk about what's going on in high school girls and boys basketball, girls and boys hockey, have a special guest and more on the Big High School Sports Show, brought to you by K5 Construction right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, we'll recap what's been going on. We'll look ahead to some of the big matchups in the coming days. And our coach guest for this week at 6:25 from DC Everest, their boys hockey coach, Dan Van Slyke. It's been a solid season for the Evergreens. They're 10-5 overall, and they are 3-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. So Dan Van Slyke will be with us at 6:25 this evening. And our student athlete guest for this week at 7:06 from Wausau East and their boys basketball team, senior Jaden Garrett. And again, the Lumberjacks, only one loss so far this season, and in a fight near the top of the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And they have a big one against West coming up on Friday night. So again, Dan Van Slyke, Everest hockey coach at 6:25, and then Jaden Garrett, the Wausau East senior at 7:06.
I'll be here pushing all the buttons.
That is, I was going to say it. Because we don't get on the air unless I'm nice to you. Because you can you can keep those microphones off as long as you want. No, Ian will be there. I will be there. Jeff Gress will be there. Hopefully you'll be there as well tonight from 6 until 8 here on 98.9 WXCO. Well, we have an information update coming up. News, weather, and sports, entertainment as well coming up. We do that at the top and bottom of the hour. And then after that, we'll be joined by Christine Daniels of the Good News Project. We'll talk to Christine coming up next. Along with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
No more timing. Each tear that falls from my eyes. I'm not.
And welcome back. It is Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And also, we are on YouTube today. Oh, we have fantastic. we have a brand new channel, so you can just wave hi.
Okay, it's live. Hello, gentle people.
The folks that are watching on YouTube, and you hear the friendly voice of Christine Daniels. Christine always comes in the first Wednesday of January, but this time around we said, we don't want to drag you out of bed on,
yeah,
on Christmas.
I said, Chad, I'm not working on New Year's.
It wasn't an option. You said, no, I'm not. New Year's is the holiday, but I said, hey, we'll just make it the second. And this is actually the first business Wednesday of the month.
Perfect.
So it actually works.
Well, I'm glad that you could accommodate the change.
No, anytime, as you well know.
Thank you.
Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project here in Wausau. And, talk about transitions. That's a transition because you came in and you said, you know, it's been, I said, how are you doing? And then, because I had not heard. And,
yeah, it's been kind of rough.
It's a personal loss, but also a loss for the Good News Project.
Could you
tell us what happened?
Of course. So our co-founder, Peggy McCarthy, passed away on Christmas Day. And Peggy taught me all of the things I know about leadership within a nonprofit. And I worked alongside of her for a lot of years. And I've been with Good News for almost 25 years now. after I met Peg and Chuck McCarthy, I met their son and married him, and we have children. And so, you almost
said that as a side note, married him.
Yeah, married him, had children. So Peggy became my mother-in-law, too, and the grandmother of our children.
So you were working for Good News before?
Yes. Yeah, and what the really cool thing is I actually met Peg and Chuck before, and Chuck would always say, and still does, he's like, "We loved her before our son loved her."
What got her first involved in this project? Obviously, Good News Project. You said co-founder. What was it about her that got her involved in this?
You know, I really think it was a couple things. So Chuck is the visionary, and Peg was the one who got the things done and the organizer, right?
Isn't that a perfect partnership?
A perfect partnership. And, you know, they first went down to the West Indies when Chuck's brother was stationed at a hospital in St. Lucia. Mm. And they saw the need, and they were asked to come back and help build homes for the poor. And so that was really the beginning of Good News Project. And you know, for the first 20-some years, that was all Good News Project did, was the service trips to the West Indies. Mm-hmm. So we would recruit, well, I should not say we at this point, Peggy would recruit volunteers. She would get them involved. She'd get them excited, and she'd go down for the 2 to 4 weeks that were needed and coordinate the entire group. And the really neat thing that happened out of that is she became mother to a lot of people in the West Indies and in the volunteer group, and me, of course. I mean, that's how I got involved. And so, you know, the loss is at so many levels right now. It's the loss of a mother and a guiding light and, you know, someone who one of our volunteers called her the Energizer Bunny. You know, she never stopped. And that was one thing, like, you know, when I started in my mid-20s with Good News Project, I was like, I don't have the energy of this woman. Like, how does she do this?
I mean,
I still don't.
But the thing about, and I've noticed that, you know, in working with different people over the years as well, they have that special ability to almost transfer that energy, don't they?
They do, yeah. And she, you know, she was so motivated by the mission and seeing the needs of people that you know, that is what got her going, kept her going for a really long time. And, you know, it was inspiring to so many people,
inspiring.
Including myself.
Well, inspiring is a great word, because you were also saying before we went on the air that you said it's such a hard time, because, I mean, you said this relationship was
so intertwined
in everything about your life.
Yeah.
And it's obviously, you know, the sadness and the grief that's involved. But you also said the response from the people that have been touched over these years has been inspiring.
Oh, it's been so inspiring. It's been beautiful. So, I did send out a message the week after Christmas and, you know, just to let our people know. And our people span, you know, 4 different countries. And so the response we've been getting by email has been just beautiful. Like, they're doing memorial services in 3 different countries for Peggy.
Oh.
And they're saying, you know, when is the live stream? We want to be a part of it. And the messaging, like, even from, I work with this guy in North Carolina through the Air Force. And I said, I just want you to know. And he's like, oh, I worked with Peggy back in the day, you know, 20 some years ago doing humanitarian shipments. So her reach I'm not going to say was, because it is far and wide, and it continues, and she's really left an amazing legacy. And, you know, I was writing to a former board member who's become a good friend of mine yesterday, and just telling her how hard it is, because, you know, we're getting these beautiful memorials in Peggy's name, and you know, it brings joy, but at the same time, I just want to cry. I'm opening these envelopes, and both things are happening inside of me at the same time. Like, just the joy and the grief of this whole situation.
But it shows, in a sense, the motto. I mean, if you look at the Good News Project, it says be the good.
Yeah.
And when you be the good, it does spread maybe in ways you don't even realize. And I think it's moments like this where you may not have realized exactly how much the tentacles had spread.
Yeah.
And that's it has to be also be, in a sense, invigorating for the work that you and everybody else does at Good News
Project. It is. And, you know, one of the things that kind of came about in the last couple of weeks is we have been planning to re-enter St. Lucia as a service trip, a group of people traveling. And, you know, that was the original, that was the beginning of Good News Project. And so we are building a playground. We're working with landscape structures to, you know, come up with different components that are, and put it together at a primary school. And we are going to call it the Peggy McCarthy Memorial Playground. So our first reentry is going to be in honor and in memory of her.
I mean, a life well lived. That's what I think. That's a goal for all of us, isn't it?
Oh my gosh!
And when you're able to, and especially as a family member, that's one of the wonderful things when you have somebody that you love that you see on a daily basis, for others to see it as well. I think it has to be something that's also very, very inspiring as well.
Oh, for sure. You know, and just seeing my kids, you know, looking up to their grandparents and being like, my grandparents are really cool. Like, yeah, they are. You know, they've done some amazing things, and they are a really great example of what it means to serve your community and expand your definition of your community, too.
That's exactly right. So, condolences to you and your husband and your children and your entire Good News Project family. And as you said, it spreads all over the place, four countries, and to have something that lives on too. I mean, that's something that's also very, very special. And obviously your work and everybody else's work is a living monument.
It is. It really is. We wouldn't all be here without Peggy and Chuck.
All right. Well, it is a new year.
It is.
And obviously, I mean, as you said, I mean, it's been growing. It's been growing. Talking in the tentacle spreading. What's on, maybe specifically early, but maybe as a year, do you have any, do you guys get together and think, for the new year, you mentioned one project, but as you start a new year, how do you look at it?
Yeah,
Good News.
It's a great question. So this year, a lot of things are ending and a lot of things are beginning for us. And so it is time for a strategic plan again. So our board and our staff and key stakeholders will be working on a strategic plan a lot of things are happening. We lost our shining light.
Yeah.
Our board president is terming off of our board, so we'll have new leadership. So it's time to just reconvene and make sure we're all on track.
Mm-hmm.
Also, very exciting news, just in the last couple of weeks, we received a grant from the Raymond and Marie Goldbach Foundation, $100,000 toward our capital campaign.
Mm.
So what that means for us in 2025 is for sure we can finish our capital campaign.
Right.
You know,
you've been talking about that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I only have $47,000 left to go. And I mean, I say only, you know, when I first started this 5 years ago, 119 was scary to me. And
right.
We've almost hit a million.
Oh.
So just the growth and the learning that's been happening in the last 5 years I'm so grateful for it. I really am, even though it's been challenging and different, but I'm grateful for it.
Again, we're talking to Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project here on 98.9 WXCO. Something else I mentioned to you before we came on the air is when I talk to you and you hear about, you know, the work that you do with the help of so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think during an era where there is, you know, a lot of anger at times and people feel disconnected from each other. And I said, you know, it's wonderful. I was saying to you, it was wonderful that so many people have been reaching out in the aftermath of your shining light's death.
Mm-hmm.
It's about turning the key. And I think that, and I said, you know, it's wonderful to be able to find out how to turn the key. And I think, and as I'm sitting here listening to you, you guys do know how to turn the key. And I just think that be the light is such a wonderful way to think about it. For people, we've talked about this before. And again, I think that when you hear stories like you just told about, you know, making a difference in lives of many, many people, what are, you know, when you talk to folks who maybe want information, not just, I mean, general information about the organization, but mm-hmm. about doing good. What is the message you try to spread?
Ooh.
I know it's a big question.
Oh, it's a big question.
But I think now more than ever, we need to have that. And because it's not just about spreading the good to others. It does come within as well.
It does.
Really does. I mean, I imagine your work gives you a sense of joy that maybe nothing else would be able to do if you had any other career. I mean, there's other ways of doing good. But, I mean, how do you spread the message?
So I love what I do, and I know that not everybody does love what they do for their life's work.
Isn't it wonderful having work where you're not looking at the clock
all
the time?
Yes, for sure. And, you know, I think the most important thing is being within a culture of people who are optimistic. Believe in good. Believe that, you know, even when things are rough, that you can turn around and be grateful. I'm not sure if I mentioned this before, but at every staff meeting, I ask everyone to say what they're grateful for. And this has been an interesting exercise because some people are like, oh, and I'm like, oh, come on. You can come up with something. But I also understand that's part of my personality. That's just, you know, that's part of who I am, and that it is a challenge for some people, but it's getting them thinking so that, you know, if someone came up with a really good one yesterday and she had thought about it all day because she knew that she was going to be asked. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, I got up with the dogs. It was still dark. And I went out with my headlamp on and the ground was sparkling. The light off of my headlamp made it sparkle, and it was so beautiful. And I thought, that's awesome. Like, it was a moment of joy for her, and she was able to share it with all of us so that, hey, I'm talking about it on the radio. Like, that's how you spread your light and your optimism and your hope for the world, as you talk about it. And I'm really an action person. Like, uh-huh. I want people to learn by how I live, not by what I say. So, I hope that people make that connection.
What do people need to know as we wrap it up here on our final 30 seconds? Final message.
You just need to come take a tour at Good News Project.
You keep saying it. You love giving the tours.
I do.
Where are you located again?
1106 North 5th Street. We're right by the train tracks.
And you see the signs all over
you
the place.
You see the signs. It's a beautiful brown warehouse in the middle of a residential area. We will make you happy. Just come for a tour.
Christine Daniels, Executive Director. Again, condolences to you and everybody.
Thank you.
And thanks again. We'll catch you next month.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Chad.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Isn't she a light? Isn't it always?
She really is.
I mean, absolutely. I get off on these tangents earlier, you know, getting negative, you know, talking about that editorial from the other guy. And it's like, you know, I go down that wrong alley, and then Christine Daniels comes in and takes us right back on the right track. And it just, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to have people that are doing the good, who are doing great things for people, not just in our area, but around the country and around the world. And if you have an opportunity to make a donation, especially in the honor of the founder of Good News Project, please check them out online. Check them out. And the money goes to such important things to do great things for people. And again, if you're looking for a great organization to support, the Good News Project is one that you will never, I think, regret. And you see the energy and the light that comes from Christine Daniels when she does join us each month here on this program. He is Ian Welsh. I am Chad Holmes. It is Wednesday, the 8th day of January of 2025. It's day number 8 of this year. There are 357 days remaining in 2025, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back in 1675, the first corporation was chartered in the United States. It was a New York fishing company. On this date in 1901, the first bowling tournament sanctioned by the American Bowling Congress was held in Chicago, Illinois. On this date in 1935, the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, was born. He died in 1977. In 1947, David Bowie, music superstar, was born. He had died in 2016. On this date in 1975, Ella Grasso became governor of Connecticut, becoming the first woman to serve as governor in the United States who did not succeed her husband. On this date in 1992, President George H.W. Bush fell suddenly ill at a state dinner in Japan. He became pale, slumped in his chair, and promptly vomited on the Japanese prime minister. In fact, one of the great stories in media history occurred during that moment, because I read a story that CNN was like an inch away from reporting that Bush was dead, that they had heard. They got a report that Bush had actually keeled over and died. But then somebody said, no, that's not confirmed. That's not reported. But apparently that was like moments away from being announced on television, which would have been a huge, huge mistake.
Absolutely.
On this date in 2011, I remember this. It was a Saturday. I remember this day 14 years ago. Hard to believe 14 years ago. An attempted assassination of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords occurred at a grocery store near Tucson, Arizona. 13 people were injured and 6 others were killed in the shooting, among them federal judge John Roll. It was just a tragic, tragic day, and took away an up-and-coming, I think, public service superstar in Gabrielle Giffords, who's shown incredible courage in rehabilitating and living after wounds that probably should have killed her, but just a heroic figure, and it happened 14 years ago.
Indeed.
On this date in 2016, Mexico announced the recapture of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman 6 months after he escaped prison. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays. Bob Eubanks, game show host, Newlywed Game, Card Sharks, and many others, 87 years old today. Actor Michelle Forbes of True Blood is 60. R. Kelly turns 58. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. In fact, he just in the last few days banned hot dogs in his country. That's what he's doing. He's 43.
Hot dogs.
He is 43 years old today. And actor singer Noah Cyrus, sister of Miley, is 25 years old today. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events. It is Argyle Day. It is Bubble Bath Day. It is Career Coach Day. It is Earth Rotation Day. It is Winter Skin Relief Day. And I think I'd need that, because I've noticed my hands have been chapped. Boy, terribly. I've never seen it as bad as it is right now. So Winter Skin Relief Day. And I think I'm going to have to do something. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know what. And it is War on Poverty Day as well. All right, it's time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And I forgot a good one? I forgot about it again. So I'm really kind of taking one out of thin air here. And actually, I stole it from our number for our history lesson. It is actually, okay, our number for the day.
Okay.
On this date, in what year did George Washington deliver the first State of the Union address in New York City? So what year did George Washington deliver the first State of the Union address in New York City? Was it 1785? Was it 1790? Was it 1795? So if you know,
85,
so if you remember when George Washington became the first president, that will help you a lot.
Okay. 1785, 1790, 1795. Okay, I'm going to say, okay, I got to remember my history here.
Yep.
Here. I'm going to say 1785. I'm going with A. It's my final answer. I'm locking it in.
Okay, George Washington delivered the first State of the Union address in New York City in 1790.
Oh, 1790.
And the thing about it, I was doing it so quickly, I didn't actually mean to have the middle number today, because we kind of rotate, mix it up, to try not to have patterns.
That's okay.
And I thought, oh, crap, yesterday was the middle number. You're probably going to think it was going to be a different number, and I'm going to throw it off. Oh, That's kind of on me.
This was a nice surprise. I'm okay with changing it up.
All right. But you're still doing fine. You're 1-for-3. You're right where you need to be. But now you're going to have to get the final 2 days right.
I got to focus.
It's going to be important here. We got some big ones coming up. Mm-hmm. We will see you later, won't we?
Yep, I'll see you tonight, Chad.
Big high school.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Big high school sports show tonight, 6 till 8. Matt and Air on Air coming up next, right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.